Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right, hello everyone, Robbie Page here. Welcome to podcast day, whatever day that is for you. I know here in Texas, it is August. Some places in this country have gone back to school, but we haven't. We actually start next week, but I can tell you this about Texas. It's 108 degrees right now. So it is hot here. So I don't know how your summer is ending up, but I want to say hello to all of you guys. Again, I continue to say, I think this is the first time in human history that all of us are on the same page with all this craziness going on in this world. But welcome to my podcast today. I actually have a guest speaker.
Hello, hello.
My incredible husband, Brian Page, is in the house. Well, not house. We're actually in the car. We're actually in the car headed south. We are headed to the ranch out just south of Dallas. And so I said, hey, let's chat with all of our podcast listeners today, because I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, but anytime I go live and I can trap Brian Page into a conversation, everybody says, we want more. So I figured, why not record a podcast? Right, babe?
That's right.
So I asked Brian, let's talk about a topic. What topic do you want to talk about? And he said, pivot. So as we sit in this country, you guys, aren't we living in a pivot time? I want to ask you, maybe, what does pivot mean to you? Because I'm fully aware that a lot of you guys are having to be the teacher right now. A lot of you are having to teach your kids. In our particular school district, they're going back to school. You do have an option with online learning. But I also know just across cities here, still in the state of Texas, there's some that are not going back to school. So I know people are still working at homes. I know some of you are full-time working moms trying to teach your children as well. I know all kinds of crazy things are going on. So I'm fully aware of those pivots. But maybe I'm going to ask you, babe, what does pivot mean? What would you say? What would be some wisdom about pivot?
I just think that, you know, since middle of March, you know, as Riley starts back school on Monday, the reality of it is that Thursday he went to a track meet, went to school, got on the bus, went to a track meet. We brought him home. He hasn't been back to school since.
That's so true. And
it's so long ago, but, you know, little did anybody know that here we would be months later, not even back in school yet, that the year was over and all things as they are. So, you know, to me, you know, a pivot is when you're going one direction, you stop and go a complete another direction. And I know a lot of people don't want to talk about, you know, a new normal or things like that, but here's the reality. I don't think things are ever going to be as they were from companies and people that are working at home. May never go back to an office setting with their companies. There's companies that have, true, you know, multiple locations that are now realizing they don't need multiple locations. And so whether you like it or not, I mean, things aren't going to be the way they used to be. So what does that mean? And you know, in my mind, you hear some, I don't know who said it, some prominent figure had said that there will be, you know, multi-millionaires come out of this season because people are going to see opportunities and jump on things in the new normal that we're living in. And this pivot season we're in, there's, you know, it closes a lot of doors, but it also will open an abundance of doors, or really people are going to knock open doors, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the door isn't just going to be there for you. You got to go knock it open, but there is a lot of opportunities in these times. And I was talking to a buddy a couple of days ago, and he said, this is just so reminiscent of 2007, you know, when before the bubble burst, they could just feel, you could just sense and feel. And talking to a very prominent real estate agent a few days ago, and she was saying there's 40 million homes in America in pre-foreclosure. So a lot of times we want to look around and think everything's still just going as normal, but behind the scenes, it is anything but normal.
Right.
And I think you have to begin to just know and realize that, you know, what are you doing to embrace the future? If you think nothing has changed around you and everything is as it was and going to be, and you don't want to hear the new normal, then I'm afraid something's going to come blindside you, if you will. So you have to, you just got to be open to what that may be, right? To open doors and close doors and all the above.
Okay, so let me ask you this though. What would you, why do you think, because I've heard that too, there's going to be multimillionaires that come out of this time. Why do you think that is? What does that mean? Just people finding a new way, or what would you say? What does that even mean?
Well,
I mean, I know we've had to pivot in our lives. We've had to pivot in my businesses. You know, I know us personally have had to pivot, but what about, like, what do you mean by that?
Well, let's just go back. Well, just mentioned 2007.
Yeah.
You know, or we can go back even further. Let's go back to 1996 time frame, when for me, the, you know, you dial into this internet thing really to check email. But what happened in the next 5, 6, 7 years, how many companies were formed and doing and everything?
True.
The .coms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the bust of the .coms. Some made it through, many didn't,
right.
But then you had many of the companies that you know of today that formed through that. There was companies that were here before that that grew substantially through that. Some did make it, whatever, but it was a .com time frame. And then you fast forward another, you know, 10 years, if you will, and this social media thing hits. How many people do you know of today that are multimillionaires or their whole business is via social media? They weren't doing that 10 years ago because it didn't exist.
Right.
They weren't even who they were. And some of these people had jobs and professions and things. And it's not like they just took their existing business from 10 years ago and put it online. No, it's a business that didn't exist and they're owning it. Now you fast forward another 10 years, here we are again. And a lot of people don't want to embrace the reality of things change. And I believe that they're changing. You know, used to, I think a change would happen in a lifetime or a generation. Now we're seeing it roughly every decade, and
right.
it may happen every 5 years going forward. Things are just going to happen faster and faster, but the reality of it is, it's a reality.
Hmm.
And so how many people, if you just look back, how many people made it because of dot-coms? How many dot-coms put traditional businesses out of business? Social media, how many people made it in that? How many dot-coms got put out of business and traditional people got put out of business? Why? Because they're like, just hell-bent that nothing's ever going to change and it's
right.
going to be the way it is, and all of a sudden it's too late to make a change or a move. So I just believe that's the time frame we live in, and a lot of people don't want to embrace a pivot because it's an unknown.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know what to do, what it's going to look like, and they're afraid to make a mistake through it, so therefore they get paralyzed and miss it.
What do you think about all these don't go to school, don't go to school? Well, if we do that, we got to talk about COVID, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? I think, okay, forget that. Maybe we don't talk about that because that could be controversial. I think send the kids to school. My goodness. You know what? Because I was listening to, I have a woman crush Wednesday on the, what is she for Trump? She's the speaker. She's the one that does the press conferences.
Yeah.
Kaylee McEnany or whatever her name is. OMG, I'm obsessed with her. But I did not know, and I'm going to get the facts all messed up, but that's okay. Like over 60% of all child abuse cases are reported from school. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not know that. And she, yeah, it makes sense. And she, the teachers notice, right? And then not to mention how many children only get food from school. And so their big thing was send the kids to school. And I think what is interesting for me is, wasn't it just a few short months ago that kids couldn't catch it? And now, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. So dumb. But, okay, so send the kids back to school. Okay, I want to ask you, how excited are you that we're playing football?
I'm extremely excited. And I believe we're going to play. We're 2 weeks from today is our first game. So I believe once we play, we're going to play. You know, I would say without a shadow of doubt, we're going to play. I would say that, but I won't say that because at this point, absolutely nothing surprises me.
Right.
But I do believe we're going to play. And I'm excited. The kids are excited. Guess what? It's not going to be as we've always known it, right? So it's going to be a different environment at a game.
True.
With how they're going to have tickets and where people are sitting and just the whole atmosphere of a stadium isn't going to be the same. But at the same time, the kids are out playing the game they love, and I absolutely love that.
So do you stand or do you kneel at the American Anthem?
Personally, I stand.
Talk about that. I mean, I stand.
Well, that's not a topic or a discussion. I just stand for the anthem because that's what I believe.
What do you think? It's maybe an honor thing? Do you think it's, you know, some things you don't question, right? Like you stand for your American, like you stand for the anthem, you stand for the flag.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something we're taught and maybe it's gone with the lack of respect and honor? That I don't think parents are teaching that anymore. I think we live in a time where it's, what do you feel like? How do you feel? If you're mad at the cop because he pulled you over because you're speeding, you know, we're living in that time of, like, I had a conversation with someone that was so irritated at a probation officer because he's holding this particular person to his probation. I said, nobody thinks of the ramifications of these moments when you're stupid enough to do the crime. Right? So, sure. I don't know. Like, I think, why would you, or forget the WNBA? I'll never watch another game when they left the court. And then they just recently said it's either us or the anthem.
Yeah. Well, again, my take on that is, honestly, if that's somebody's view and they want to make some stance for something, I'm all about it. I just don't believe that that's the place to do it. I think that's game and play the game. I really wish all those people, prominent figures that are taking a stance, would take the same stance in their off time and go out and stand up for what they want to stand for. So they're using another platform to me to stand up for that versus themselves going out and truly being the difference. Some do that, but the vast majority are doing nothing outside of making a stance or a point, say before a game. You don't see them out in the public, you know, at rallies. You don't see them doing speeches on TV about things and all the different stuff.
Right,
and,
right.
And honestly, I believe the vast majority of them have no idea what they're even standing and why and what that means.
I would agree.
And I don't think they could get up and even debate and talk about it.
I would agree.
Because they don't know what they don't know. They're just, well, everybody else is doing it, so we're going to do it. It's just mm-hmm. we live in such a world that, well, everybody's doing it, so I got to do it.
Right.
And instead of, you know, we'll find out what that is and why that is, and then if that's what your heartbeat is go stand for that or protest for that or march for that or write blogs about it or debate about it, then go do it.
Donate money to
get involved. Be a solution. And I don't feel that just taking a stance or a stand for something is it not necessarily a solution. You're just a part of something.
Yeah. You know what I'm a part of that I miss? We didn't go on summer vacay.
True.
Y'all, this is the first time. How long has it been, babe, since we did not go on a summer vacation?
No idea.
Even if it was driving across town to a hotel. So back in the days when we didn't have any money to go anywhere, right? We would drive across town, go to a hotel because our kids love to jump on the bed. They love to swim in the pool. Do you guys remember the pools when you were growing up and your eyes burnt? The chlorine was so strong. We used to do those things because we didn't have the money to go on a vacation, right? But man, I sure have missed that. What would you say, babe, you've missed the most during all this time? People. You miss people, right?
I think I mean, I probably miss it more for being a parent. You miss it for your kids. I miss it for the seniors last year. I miss it for the seniors this year. I miss it for, you know, all this stuff that the kids are having to just kind of meander through. So I miss that element of what it is for them, more than anything. And honestly, you know, you just miss the openness to human interaction. You miss being able to, it's sad to walk around stores and all you see are people's eyes. You don't really know if they're smiling at you or not. And I say that honestly, I forget, you know, we live close to Dallas, Fort Worth, in some areas, and you go into places and I'm the only one without a mask. But when I drive north every day in southern Oklahoma, like, nobody wears a mask.
True.
Nobody. Kids going to school, no mask, no. Like, it doesn't even exist in certain areas. So I get so, it's so normal up there versus in these bigger metropolitan areas. It's crazy just to see what everybody's bought into. It just blows my mind.
Who was it that we saw on Facebook posted? Is it North Dakota, South Dakota, somewhere up there?
South Dakota.
That they don't even do masks? What was it you said you saw our buddy post on Facebook?
Something about their governor, you know, never bought into all this stuff. And so, therefore, it's been very normal in their state from restaurants and activities and things. And I mean, I don't know how normal that is or how much they did or didn't shut down. But it's almost as if they never missed a beat up there. And life is very normal in their state. So, it's kind of mind-blowing to see from where we live, when I head south or I head north, it's polar opposite.
Yeah.
But yet we're in the same country with the same thing going on, the same stuff, and it's two polar opposite ways that everybody does life.
It's so, do you think it's the governor? Is that who you think it is? I think it's kind of like the schools. I think it's the district, the county, the district. It's not necessarily the president or the governor. It's the county and the district. That's what I've heard. Because, again, just across cities, they're not going to school. And over here, 20 minutes up the highway, we're going to school. So it's got to be the district.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, let me be honest, I don't even check into all that stuff because I think it's such a waste of my mental energy to deal with that I don't even know. I just, so many areas, it just looks like a bunch of sheep walking around. Everybody's the same. And you go to other places and everything's very normal. So I just want to carry on to my element of normal as it can be.
Sure.
Again, I'm not invalidating the reality of the virus being real, but sickness has been real for forever. And so the only thing I was talking with a buddy yesterday morning at football practice was, it's amazing. I don't see all these people with seasonal allergies and sickness and all this.
True.
Nobody is sick with all kinds of other things that everybody
cold.
Used to always be sick with. I mean, nobody's sniffling and coughing. Nothing's happening. Nothing. Everybody's so afraid to even think about sniffling. So it's amazing how many people I see that aren't, that don't even have allergies right now.
Right.
It's crazy. It's funny. We're used to certain times of the year, everybody is sick.
Sure. It is. It's the sniffles, right? It's the congestion in the throat. It's the, man, my allergy infection has given me a slight fever. Now everybody is into, I can't even feel like I have the common cold without somebody thinking that I should go get tested, you know?
Yeah.
But what a summer, right? I love all the little memes that I've seen that have said, can you believe spring break is almost over?
Yeah, for us, that's what it is. It was the day before spring break, and we haven't been back to school since.
Do you remember us teasing Riley saying, they said that you guys aren't going to go back to school right now. Just kidding, Riley. Just kidding. And then we said, uh-oh, they said they're going to call school off. Just kidding. And they actually did. Isn't that crazy?
Well, other parts of the country were doing it. We're like, well, it would never come down here. And yeah, sure enough, did. So
yeah,
it's, and I don't get, I don't get how other parts of the country are still pretty much shut like the rest of the year down. And I don't get it, but I don't. It's not for me to get, so
sure.
I stay out of all that stuff.
Same. And that's the summer it's been, you guys. You know, let's circle back to podcasts real quick, because you guys have noticed we've had such a great grab bag of podcasts this summer, just because it's light, it's airy, it's fun. But come fall, come September, you guys are going to see a great order of podcasts. So you guys be sure to almost grab your journals, if you will, because we are going to do a series of coaching podcasts. We're going to do interviews. We'll do a grab bag. We'll do some lessons. Come fall, we're going to pick back up. Fall, September, we're going to pick back up on very intentional podcasts that you guys are going to love. So thanks to all of you guys for reaching out and letting us know which podcast you love. I know you guys always love the chit chat sessions. And then also, don't ever forget, share the podcast with your friend and let us know what you would love to hear us talk about. You can always email us at info@robbiepage.com. If you'd like to be a part of my lives that I do or my Zooms that I do, write down this phone number. I got a new cell phone number so that I can send out a text and we don't have to figure out how to alert everyone. 940-242-5443. Again, 940-242-5443. I love sending a text versus having to figure out how to get Facebook to alert people that we're doing something fun and something creative. So thanks for pouring out, babe.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
We're stuck in lovely traffic.
Yeah, no
kidding. Never head south. Maybe this is one.
This is why we don't come to Dallas, you guys. It's traffic as far as we can see. It's absolutely insane. And it's only 3:30.
And it doesn't even show on Waze.
I know. So crazy. All right, everyone, you guys have an amazing week. And we can't wait to see you on our podcast next week. Bye-bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.